Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tata Coffee Q2 FY16 results conference call hosted by Tata Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shubham Sinha. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good evening, everyone. This is Shubham Sinha here from Tata Securities Limited. I welcome everyone to the Q2 FY16 conference call of Tata Coffee Limited. We have here with us Mr. Sanjeev Sarin, who is the MD of the company, and Mr. Venkatramanan, who is the CFO of the company, to discuss the numbers. I now invite the management of Tata Coffee to take over. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. This is Sanjeev Sarin, the Managing Director of Tata Coffee. Good to be speaking to each one of you, though we haven't met. This is the first time we are interacting. Probably end up meeting you all sometime in the future. So let me just start with giving you an overview of quarter two. The overall quarter for Tata Coffee has been very good, which is a standalone business. Our standalone revenues have increased 9% over last year, and our profitability, PAT, is 25% ahead of the same quarter last year. Over the last few months, our focus has been, number one, premium differentiated coffees to catch the increasing trend toward this globally. Number two, focus and work deep in key geographies. And number three, build strong customer relationships. Behind this is intensive investment and a belief in sustainability to get the best products to the market and distance ourselves from commodity fluctuations. Our plantations are working tirelessly to produce sustainable premium differentiated coffees, which has enabled us to get enhanced revenues and build positive customer linkages. We have established strong working relations with major roasters across the globe, and these define our efforts in producing premium differentiated quality beans. Some of the roasters, as you would know, that we deal with globally are Illy, Tchibo, Strauss, and Lavazza. This has paid us rich dividends, and we have a significant increase in this segment. We are also the exclusive suppliers to Starbucks in India with our superior Arabica roasted beans. In the soluble coffee business, we are working closely with customers to provide differentiated blends and service through unique products and ready-to-shelf packaging. Very recently, the Canmaker magazine U.K. awarded Tata Coffee Developed Pack for a customer as the Can of the Year. Such efforts and our focus on working deep in geographies have shown very positive results in the soluble coffee business in the quarter. Example, Russia, despite all the market volatility, has performed well ahead of last year. In fact, I'm happy to tell you that quarter two has been a record quarter for Tata Coffee standalone business in the soluble coffee business. As you are all aware, the commodity market is very volatile, and the terminals are soft. All of the steps mentioned above and earlier have enabled us to insulate ourselves from commodity volatility and perform well in the current quarter. In fact, our soluble coffee business, we have reworked our supply chain to reduce pipeline inventory and be closer to real-time costs. Pepper has become an increasingly important commodity crop for us, and it is cross-planted in our estates. We have been able to time our sales exceedingly well in the quarter to generate positive impact. In our continued endeavor in sustainability, we have just commissioned a solar power generating capacity in our factory at Thani. We have enhanced our catchment irrigation capacities in Coorg to enable us to provide higher backup irrigation for our coffee and pepper crops. Recently, we have also received DRC IFS and Environmental Management System certifications for our instant coffee businesses. While the Tata Coffee standalone results have been very good, the consolidated performance shows a decline in profit. This is essentially due to high bean cost inventory which 8 o'clock had at the beginning of the year. We expect this to self-correct in the near future. While on 8 o'clock, I must mention that they have just entered into a tie-up with Walmart for the supply of instant coffee packs. And the supplies have just started. This is likely to enhance volumes and earnings going forward. With this, let me hand it over to Venkat to take you through some of the financial highlights.
Hi, everybody. Tata Coffee standalone had a very strong growth in income, which is just grown by 9%. The operating profit has grown by 40%, led largely by increased volumes of plantation products, pepper, robusta, also a sterling performance, record quarter of instant coffee sales. So the profit before tax has gone up by 40% and the net profit is also up by 25%. The story for the half year is also somewhat similar, with the profit from operations increasing by 22% and net profit for the half year increasing by 15%. As Sanjeev mentioned, and the consolidated operating profits have been impacted due to increases in the green coffee costs due to higher inventories carried, which we hope it will be corrected over a period of time. And there are also 8 o'clock is also investing behind the new developments, behind new products and new development activities. With this, I hand over for Q&A.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants wishing to ask a question may please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. The first question is on the line of Kinjal Desai from Tata Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Ms. Desai, please go ahead with the question.
Yes, sir. I would actually need to understand a bit more on the 8 o'clock coffee and the operations because we've had a very strong base quarter. So can you just explain us the impact of how, the coffee prices or the raw material cost would have impacted the operations there?
So what you need to appreciate is that coffees are bought into the future and 8 o'clock, when they began the year, had inventories which were purchased end of last year calendar when the markets were high. And therefore, when the markets began coming down, they were holding these high-end coffees. The coffee market prices actually, same quarter last year were low, they began climbing up. And therefore, 8 o'clock has been caught with high cost of coffees temporarily. I trust that explains the position to you.
Okay, and so when do we expect this to get over? I mean, when would this become favorable for us?
Well, that's a wonderful question. The sooner the better.
Okay, fine. All right. And on our standalone business, you explained on the premium differentiated coffee that we are working on and creating clients, etc. So could you also explain us what the strategy on that part would be?
Yeah, so if you look at globally, there is a trend for customers to demand differentiated coffees. Now, differentiated coffees could range from RA certification, food certification, monsoon coffees, washed coffees. And there are also an increasing demand for what they call specialized coffees, which in cupping rating score above 80%, 80 points. So there's a demand which is gradually, consumers are getting more and more discerning as they experience these kind of coffees globally. This trend is noticeable, whether it's in the US, whether it's in European markets, everywhere, we are sensing this. We have this great ability because we own our own plantations, and we are so focused on quality and sustainability to derive the maximum opportunity out of this. So we are actually working a lot in all these areas. All our plantations are RA certified, OOD certified, which definitely give us an advantage in the market. We are also tirelessly working to push forward, get more and more of our coffees washed, which again gives a better realization in the marketplace. And we'll continue to move forward in trying to get into this area of higher-end coffees, higher-bean coffees, to meet customer discerning customer requirements.
Okay. So given the fact that we already have a back-end, a very strong back-end, and TGBL being the parent, and we have also future distribution, so would we ever look at launching our own brand for the coffee business?
See, Tata Coffee is clearly defined as a B2B player, and our business model has been structured around being a B2B player, and that's where we specialize. So as of now, that is where our focus is going to be.
Okay. And also, sir, one last thing. On the Starbucks, we are supplying within India, and there was also a mention that we, if it approves and, you know, it works out with Starbucks, we would also look to start supplying them elsewhere in the world. So could you just give us an update on that part of the business?
So currently we are supplying exclusively for all the Tata Starbucks stores in India. You would also probably know that we have a blend which is marketed in the region under the brand India Estate Blends through the stores of the Starbucks.
Some stores outside.
Yeah, store outside India.
Hmm.
Regarding exporting to stores globally on the beans for their espressos, at the moment, it is not there, but we would all like that to happen. I don't know when it will happen, but we would certainly like to work towards making that happen.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Pleasure.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nilay Shah from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, you mentioned about the inventory issues with 8 o'clock. Is that more of a structural issue of the business that requires such a large inventory pipeline, or was it a strategic mistake on the part of the management of 8 o'clock this time around?
I don't say it's a strategic mistake because, you know, 8 o'clock deals with a multiplicity of beans from different origins. And this is the kind of a practice where branded players play and cover their inventories to these levels. It's just that it's very difficult, you know, in these environments, no one would have predicted this kind of a Brazilian devaluation, as an example, which is forcing markets to come downward. So if you ask me, everybody who is in these kind of place is kind of impacted with this situation.
Okay, so as long as the FX volatility continues, this will continue to impact our business in terms of it being very difficult to forecast going forward. Is that the right way of looking?
No, I think that's not the right way to look at it, because these kind of situations are of volatility come without notice, and therefore every management team takes cognizance of these kind of situations and takes corrective or kind of right action so that your future is protected.
Sure. Should we talk a little bit about those actions, sir, please?
I'm not too sure we should be talking with those kind of actions right now, because they would be internal to the organization.
Okay.
But the fact is people are taking cognizance of it.
Sure.
And as we mentioned already, this should soon correct itself, and we should move forward.
Sure. The second question is, in terms of the 8 o'clock soluble coffee business, could you give us some trends on market share moves for the brand over the last 1 year, 2 years, 3 years?
So 8 o'clock is not in the soluble coffee business.
It's sorry, the RNG business, the roast and ground business.
Yeah. Yeah. So the bag business, I think the market shares are running at about, we said about 9.5% market share points. And it's hovering around this plus and minus over the last couple of quarters.
Okay. Okay. And what is the trend in the last or in this quarter for the K-Cup business?
Trend in terms of?
Market share growth rates.
See, you have to appreciate that the business has to be seen on a longish term kind of a basis because there are, you know, constant promotional efforts that keep happening quarter to quarter. So therefore, comparing just a quarter to quarter is not the right way to look at it, because if I do remember last year around the same time, there were very high promotional efforts and a lot of sales went in. And therefore, over a longish period, if you see, the numbers are looking very healthy and our shares are holding on as far as K-Cups are concerned.
So going forward, can we expect a 20% plus top-line growth in this business, or would you say in the current environment it would be difficult to achieve that kind of growth rate?
I don't think I can answer that question, Nilesh.
We don't want to put some
forward
numbers.
Sure, could you just give me the number of the last 1 year, if not this quarter, just the growth rate in the K-Cup business of the last 1 year on a YOY?
Nilesh, I'm afraid we don't have it immediately.
No worries. I'll get in touch with Venkat to get this.
Yeah,
thank
sure,
you so much.
Sure,
bye.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rukun Tarachandani from Kotak Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
So you have mentioned that you are trying to move towards premium and differentiated categories to insulate yourselves from the commodity price fluctuations. Do you track a number like what is the proportion of your revenues coming from these premium and differentiated coffees and how it has grown over a period of time?
Yeah, so we do track, because all our coffees that are converted are going into the premium end. We keep a track of it, and this has been growing year on year for the, especially for the last 12 odd months. We have been very consciously focusing on it and moving upward. It's not only what the sales are generated, because it means the back end has to gear up to produce it. So the process really starts over there.
Right.
And as the process of production and the care for the coffee is delivered, then it gets into the market, which we are also consciously seeing once the product comes in. It is our ability to deal directly with roasters, get into these areas where we are able to then generate the kind of revenues which are required for this.
Right. But as of now, do you have any number, like, for example, what percentage of your total revenues are from these kind of products?
So it's upward of about
25%
of our turnover.
Yeah, this we don't want to put a specific number.
No, I just need an approximation.
Yeah, it's upward of 25%.
And how would what would that have been, let's say, 2 or 3 years ago?
What do you mean significantly lower?
Okay. And to move this number upwards, what will it take? What kind of investments or what kind of changes would you have to make in your back end, and how difficult it is to move this number further forward?
I don't know how to answer, because ultimately, like I just mentioned 2 minutes ago, the process starts where our entire cultivation process has to be looked into, because this requires a lot of nurturing of the coffees at our estate, height, quality
right.
of the soil, the irrigation, the care, all those processes have to be just right. This entire thing has then the whole bit about sustainability, which we are so strong at. We are able to track down to which particular block what product has come from, because every roaster is increasingly demanding this kind of traceability for the consumer. So investment in that area to ensure that information is available. And then if I go into the front end, obviously it means deep relationships with users like the roasters, being able to promote and talk about and showcase our products to the customers and the buyers that this is what is available.
Right. Okay. And so in terms of margin also, are these products better compared to the normal commoditized coffee?
So let me reverse the question to you. Why would we invest into those not?
It's a premium differentiated.
No, I mean, where I was going to was how much differential would that be?
See, let me give you an example. These are public documents. If you were to go to any terminal, a premium for Arabica, which is Oats and Rainforest Alliance certified, will be between 4 to 6%. Similarly, for a Robusta, it will be a similar range of about 6 to 7%. So that clearly tells you that as you go into that range, people are willing to pay for specified sustainable quality beans. And as you go up the ladder, the differentials move further.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Maraka from Access Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you give some sense of how realizations have moved over the last few quarters and few years and where we are in the, meaning how coffee prices in terms of cycle have behaved, and also of, about our investment plans of the capex over the next, over this year?
No, it's very difficult to give you realizations quarter on quarter because they are linked to what the terminals and what the markets are. Okay, so if it was 6 months back, it was at a particular level. As you will know that the, let's say the terminals itself, which were running at about 2,000 odd are down to 1,500. So to give you a direct comparison to say realizations are up or down will not be a right one. But ultimately you will appreciate and realize that our EBITs have performed. So we are doing right things and doing it in the right process manner to ensure that whatever fluctuations come, we are doing better than that in through our efforts with customer management, product management, servicing areas.
So how have realizations behaved for ourselves, let's say, over the last 12 months?
I'm not very clear about the question. Realization in terms of sales realization.
Pankaj, we have multiple products like Arabica, Robusta, so and instant coffee. So there will be multiple, you know, the side of, you know, products and formats. So,
and each of these are linked to how the terminals are behaving. So it's very difficult to say realization. Unlike probably in a branded play, you will monitor and realize how the prices are moving. Here it could be moving up and down depending how the markets are behaving. It is how we are able to manage it, I think, which is the bigger one, which I've been trying to focus the discussion on, that whatever we are doing it very consciously to outperform what is happening in the market.
Mm-hmm. And about the capex plan investments?
Again, this forward-looking, it's difficult for us to talk about it right now. Whenever we are closer to something, we'll certainly share that.
No, but on the current business, what's the, there's no capex, is it? Except maybe.
No, we will have some capex on the, you know, some equipments and all that, you know, which is not of, you know, very substantial in nature.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of investment right now which is going in is to make sure our products are well produced, are well washed and brought to the market.
Yeah. So these will be investments in, say, pulper or, you know, some equipments in the factories and all that. So they are not in a sense of a, you know, new project in that sense.
So there's no, the inference I'm drawing is there is no significant capex plan? Or?
No, there is no, significant in terms of
capex plan. And and how does the sales cycle behave? So do we indulge into some forward sales, something like that? Or how do, or is it spot sales? How does it work? If you can give me some color or some.
It is a portfolio management. Okay. we have to be, it's like any particular portfolio. There you'll have some forward contracts which are backed by your purchases. There'll be some spot depending on capacities, who's offering. So it's a mix of all that.
Oh, okay. Okay. And are we open to, given the kind of cash flow we are generating, so meaning to...
Sorry, just repeat the, I couldn't hear you clearly.
Given, meaning, are we also looking at inorganic initiatives in terms of acquiring further plantations, or that's not the, you know, something which is on the radar or horizon?
See, Pankaj, as a company, we are hungry for growth.
Okay.
And in which format it comes, we will explore, and let's see which way it goes.
Okay. And meaning coffee, can you help give us some sense on the global coffee prices? Because they've all sub commodities, including coffee, has corrected very sharply over the last 1 year or so. So
your voice is not very clear, Pankaj, of your outlook. Yeah.
Outlook on coffee prices, they've corrected very sharply over the last year and a half.
Yes.
So if you could share some perspective on outlook on demand supply dynamics and.
You're asking a question. I should be PC Sarkar, who can predict what is happening in the future. Okay.
No, but being an industry player, you can give a more informed view. So obviously, I'm not seeking this thing, but I'm just seeking your perspective in terms of, you know, for a naive person like me, I'm sure you have a better perspective.
Again, go back to the global factors. We have had this kind of devaluations in the Brazilian real, which is certainly impacting the pricing in the terminals for the Arabicas. The other factors which impact are global supply of the beans. Now, there are varying factors, varying estimates that are emerging in terms of going forward what the availability and produce is going to be, and Brazil being such a large player, it impacts everybody. So there are varying estimates coming between 50 million bags and 60 million bags, depending on, therefore, what the weather conditions will turn out when the harvest starts coming in the next couple of months. That is really when the prices and the future markets will get determined. Similarly, on the Robusta area, supplies from the Vietnamese markets, which is around the corner next couple of weeks, we'll start knowing what kind of store inventories are coming out of this market that will determine the kind of supply position of Robustas. But what we do have to appreciate is the fact that, listen, there is a pressure in the market because of what's happening on the global currencies. So that, along with weather conditions, along with production, will over the next couple of weeks really determine which way the markets are going to be moving. It's a bit of a long-winded kind of answer to yours, but I can't give a number. Is it going to move north, south, east, or west?
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ishpreet Kaur from Karma Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. So in the results release, it's given that the EOC revenues are at $75 million versus 78 last year. Could you throw some light upon as to why the revenues have come down and how are they likely to be going ahead?
See, again, at a very broad level, you have to understand that the 8 o'clock business currently is in a two parts. So there is a single serve cup and there is a bagged business. The bag business is in a very, very competitive environment with multiple players who are coming and promoting and investing very, very heavily.
Okay.
So that is one competitive environment which the business is facing. That's number one. Number two is the fact that, like I already mentioned to you in the beginning, Venkat and I, that they have tied up with Walmart very recently, and that should help some businesses coming in. There is a lot of NPD development that the business is looking at, and therefore which will go into the future. Now we can all look forward, therefore, to see what the results are going to look like.
The issue is also about in US, etc. It all that some of the sales will also be depending on the promotion intensities, and so that's the way. So one has to look at a little longer period of time to see the trends.
Okay, if you could just give us, in terms of some rough estimates as to how much would be the bag revenues and how much would now be the royalties from the K-cups that we are getting.
No, Ishita, we won't be able to share specific numbers on royalty.
Okay. And in terms of profitability, because earlier the release used to have some profitability also being given of EOC. So if you could just share what are the first half numbers in terms of net profit or operating profit for EOC?
So, Ishita, we will not be able to share specific numbers, but you are, you know, you have the consolidated and the standalone results. So,
okay.
You have it all.
Okay. Sure. And just to understand in terms of accounting, how much is the inventory usually that the company stocks for coffee, say in months, maybe 3 months, 6 months?
Where in, you're asking for India or where?
For India.
So, Sid, in fact, that's one of the great successes which we've had right now, because considering the volatility in the green coffee which we procure for our soluble coffee business, we've actually really tightened up our supply chain to ensure that we are as close to market reality as we can, so that any price fluctuations are factored in rapidly into our business. I'm not too sure we can tell you whether it is X number of weeks or whatever, but we have certainly shaved off a significant number of days of inventory in the Indian business.
Okay. And is it that because of these higher coffee prices, we were able to pass on some part of it in terms of price increment in the past?
I didn't follow the question.
Because of the higher coffee prices, as our profitability is impacted, so is it that we could increase our prices in terms of the end product?
See, you have to appreciate that the person at the buying end is also a very rational and sharp person.
Right.
He would not, he or she will not buy without very strong knowledge of what's happening in the market. And the coffee market is completely transparent globally.
Mm.
There's nothing which is hidden or something which you can spring a surprise. What we've been able to deliver, like I mentioned earlier, has come largely through a lot of effort which we have made in generating high quality, high sustainability, strong relationships, and going in a very focused manner to the front-end customer.
Okay. Sure. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the floor over to Mr. Shubham Sinha for closing comments.
Yeah, on behalf of on behalf of Tata Securities, this concludes the con call. I thank everyone for joining.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Tata Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.